Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining Latin Generation panel call on the 30th of August 2018. In the call, we have Bill, Dennis, Michael, Marjana, Michael, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
I was working last week on our report, and you have a summary of what I have done in the second, as the second item of this agenda. I will repeat roughly. I made some decisions, and I want you to say, do you agree with it or not? I have always reverted to the previous version of the report. I have removed languages for which we didn't find the references until now, and all those languages are number 5, except the variant. I mean, I think it's number 3 or something like this. And those are those I have removed 5 code points, which were only used in those languages which were removed. That I have removed them because I couldn't find online references for references, and if anyone finds anything about those code points that we can approve that they are used in everyday writing, we can easily put them back. Also, I have removed the references in the reference section, the references to these languages. I put some principles for developing cross-strict and discrete variants, which we agreed during our last Brussels meeting. Maybe they are not correct, but then it should read it and correct it. And also one thing which is not resolved, and I had the remark about it, it's about the section with references to Omniglot and ethnology site. They have been asked to specify when those references are used and so on, and I said that we don't have the evidence when those references have been used, and we should, my opinion that they should propose something to do with it. I have no idea what can be done about it. And that's all what I have done last week. And in the next days, probably during next week, I will try to, although don't look at numbers of sections in our working document on Google Docs, because everything was mixed somehow, and I will correct it in the Word, because using Google Docs and using Word make they have completely different approach to table of contents. That's what I wanted to say to you, what I have done last week, and ask you please to look at our document and to give your remarks, because at least now I think we have the clean repertoire tables, and all the other remarks from and suggestions from IT has been somehow resolved, and we have now to try to finish whatever it is has to be done with variants and to prepare the final new version of the report to send it as soon as possible. Now the floor is open for discussion, please. I don't see any hands. There is no hands in it. So, Dennis, please.
Hey, Marjana. Hello, all. Just want to bring, I know we are, I think, anxious to send a draft to the IP so that they can review it and we get some feedback by the time we all meet face-to-face in early October. We have recently received input from the IP and asking the panel to review certain cases which may impact the way we consider variants. be it in a script or across the script. So what to do with it? I think one alternative could be move along to meet what we have today based on our current understanding of how we're developing the repertoire and variants, but note that we receive their feedback and we are reviewing it and to hoping that we will incorporate that in a future revision, or we can incorporate that now, given that we provide some time to do the analysis that they are asking from us to do, and then submit what we conclude in a later date. That of course will happen in during the September month. So most likely, if we ever submit something to the IP, maybe they won't have time to provide a paper by the time we meet in early October.
Maybe we can think in that way. Maybe we can in this way. Maybe we can drop completely the discussion about variants and put again nothing about variants in our report and send the report as it is now without variants to see the reaction from IP, because I think the report, the repertoire part should be clean. Should be now clean. Maybe they will have some objection because we didn't include all the code points they suggested, but we didn't include them because we didn't find references for those code points. My idea was to prepare a report partially in the next 7 days or something like this, and we can discuss it today. And also, I have to prepare one letter as a response to their letter with comments to say what we have accepted from their comments and why we have rejected some of their comments. And at least these two things could be ready, let's say, in 1 week. And after the meeting next Thursday, I will prepare the report and the letter before our next meeting. And should be again on next Thursday. I'm sorry for this. Just to finish this part of the task and send them what we think should be sent at this moment, at least after their comments, we shall have enough, I hope we shall have a complete repertoire clean. And if we have problems with variants, we could left it for some later time. We should discuss it in September. We should not, I don't think we could, we should have, we shall agree about how often we shall meet and maybe to leave all the variant discussion for our face-to-face meeting in Brussels. If you think it will be more productive. Then this way, I mean, on the telephone call. So what the other people think about my proposal? And also, we have this letter we received yesterday or the day before about also some discussion about variants and what should be, although I didn't understand completely the letter, but maybe someone understood it. What do you think about this proposal? Just to drop variants from, and or we can finish today our variants, cross-script variants, because it seems that we have some kind of agreement about it and left in-script variants for Brussels meeting. On. Any other idea? We are just talking. Please.
This is Dennis.
Yes, please. Work.
Well, I tend to agree with it. I think it would be useful to have this time to incorporate IP's feedback and then reassess where we are with the variant.
We could leave it. We have two options for the variants. I'm not sure those variants, Armenian and Greek, are those tables ready or not. I forgot. I lost this information. Or we have to pass.
We haven't completed.
Them too.
No.
So all cross trips variants are not ready at this moment. Dennis, am I right?
Sorry, Mirjana, what was the question?
Neither of cross script reference table is ready.
Correct. Armenian or, not Armenian.
Neither, not Greek. Okay. So it seems that we have to discuss them more. And if they are not ready, we don't know when they will be ready. We cannot predict how fast can we finish it. Okay, let's hear first Bill what has to say, after that Michael, and then Pitinan.
Yes, I think it's at least possible that we will have, if not all three of the cross-script variants finalized, certainly by the end of next Thursday's meeting, Cyrillic and probably at least one of the other two. And I think given that we have that much, it would be useful to include it, even though we're not through all of the cross script variants yet, just because the more we can include, the more areas we can get feedback from the IP. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Michael?
Yes, thank you. I agree with Bill that we should include the Greek language, the Greek variants, because I also believe we should be able to get them done and finalized by the end of the next meeting. The email you were talking about, I think, is precisely the new input which Dennis was referring to, the one you said you saw, which was connected to variants that you didn't understand. And also, do you think that this may impact both in-script as well as cross-script variants, but it seems to follow somehow, it seems to take a more liberal stance somehow, if you allow me that term. Thank you.
Thank you. Pitinan, please.
Hi, Pitinan here. So I have two points. Point number one is the last bullet of IP feedback about the reference. I will take care of it. So that should be done for the repertoire. So the way I will do is access all the link and put the date as the current, which is probably tomorrow, and put it into the format that have some of the introductions and the link and the access date. Would that work? That's the first
thing. Thank you, Pitinan, very much, because it was my nightmare. I must admit, those references were my nightmare. Really, thank you very much for this proposal. So you have the second point?
Right, and the second point is I also second the idea of submitting some part of it to the IP, and at least even the variant for the code points that we have agreement, I think it's useful to submit them and maybe list the code points that we still haven't reached the agreement in another section, but it's always good to have some feedback early on. So that's my input. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitina. So it seems that we made some kind of agreement that we include cross-script variants which we have developed up to now. I mean, up to we shall go on with cross-script variants after this discussion. And whatever we have finished today, should we wait one more week or one more session to finalize all cross-script variants,
or should we include what we have now and say, that's where we are now, we are working on it, please we need your feedback in the letter which will accompany our report to IT. Let me say again, in that way. Should we include should we wait one more telephone call to produce or to finish CrossFit reference, or should we send everything which we agreed today and take next week to prepare the report and to have report ready for the next meeting, and after that to send it to IT, because next meeting could be on the 6th of September, and the IT will have, let's say, 3 weeks to review our report and to get feedback before our Brussels meeting. If we leave it for the next 6th and 7th, for the 13th of September, then in this week, let's say after 10th of September, we send the report, they will have also 3 weeks. So I think we can use one more week in developing variants. Please, Bill.
Do we know how often and when the IP meets? So if they only meet once a month, then we probably need to get this to them as soon as possible. If they're meeting every 2 or 3 days, then taking a little longer shouldn't be a problem. Pitanan, do you know how often?
Yeah, Pitanan is trying to respond. Yes, please, Pitanan.
They meet weekly, and they meet on Tuesday in the U.S. time. So, yeah. But normally they work offline as well. So on Tuesday, it's more like they discuss and reach the agreement or resolutions. But if we send the document along the week, they also work offline.
Yeah. They have regular meeting on Tuesday to finish what was planned to be finished, but they are working the whole day around, the whole week around. Pitinam, do you think that it is enough for them 3 weeks to give us some feedback? Because it will give us one more week to finish at least CrossScript variants.
I would say it's possible. I'm not entirely sure, but because of this is the second round, it should be faster. However, we have the new section for the variant, so it could be challenging as well.
Yes,
but it's better to give them 3 weeks to be reasonably enough.
Okay, now we have a plan. We shall proceed now with the CrossScript variants as we have done before and try to finish as much of CrossScript variants as it is. Dennis should put the principle for CrossScript variants in the document which we have on the Google Docs, and I will, as soon as possible, and as soon as he puts these CrossScript variants principles in the Google Docs, I will download the document and prepare it for final formatting and everything. And when the tables of CrossScript variants, so that we finally have only to include CrossScript variants table and send it to IT. On the other side, during next week, I will prepare the response to IT comments, which I think we are obliged to give. Why we have accepted something, why we have rejected something, so that the next meeting we shall have the body of the report almost complete. Maybe some tables with CrossScript variants won't be there, completed,
and we shall have the letter for the response to IC about their comments after our first report has been submitted. And during our next meeting, it will be on the September the 6th, we shall finalize whatever is rest of the variant and complete 6, 7, 8, 9 from the 10th of September, about 10th of September, the complete material will be ready, so it could be sent on the 10th or 11th of September to the IC with the corresponding letter, and we shall wait for their, we shall have their response till our Brussels meeting. The bill, it is more a matter of pragmatism. If they rarely meet, which turns out not to be the case, it would be harder to get feedback before our Brussels. But they are meeting Bill every week, and they are working.
Yes, I understand. I was merely responding to one of Mikhail's earlier comments. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, okay. So do we agree about this plan? Any other comments, suggestions? Help? Nothing. If you get any new idea which could improve this plan, please send it to me. Dennis, please.
Yes, Marjana, thank you. Dennis, for the record. So I'm looking at the calendar. So I'm just thinking about the time that we have. If we want to meet next week to continue doing the variant work, that means that we cannot do anything until after the 6th. I mean, formatting the variant candidates into something that we can actually submit to the IP, right? Everything right now is in worksheets.
Yes, in worksheets. Yes, I agree with you. But
yeah,
I hope that we shall. Yeah, please go on. Yeah, sorry. Please go on.
No. So I guess the question: when are you targeting to send this to on the 10th or 11th of the November?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever we have ready on the 6th of September. Maybe there will be one, maybe there will be two variants cross-script, maybe there will be all three cross-script variant tables. Whatever we have, we shall send them that. And it wouldn't be very complicated to make a table of, let's say, for 5 days, let's say, something like this, I think. Because everything else will be ready in the body of the report. Let's try. At least it is a plan. Because I think that we really need 3 weeks to leave them to give us their feedback. And that's fair, I mean. 3 weeks is...
No, I understand the goal. I worry is the timing, because it's transforming the working documents into something that we want to send. It's a very time-consuming work. That's all.
I can help with this. If you give me a template, I will move the data around.
No. I think most likely we'll need to divide and conquer. We have three different... Cyrillic is mostly done, so I can start with doing Cyrillic and... I think once we do Greek and Armenian, we need to divide and conquer. Otherwise, it's going to be too much manual.
Yeah, I will help, and I hope I can, because before our next meeting, I will have the body of the main text prepared of the report and formatting the everything. And Pitinan will provide those references, which was my nightmare. And only the table, and you should put in the text, I put something there, but I'm not sure that my principles for cross-trip variants are clear and complete. I put something I found, but I'm not very familiar with it. So please look at the report and put the text as you have it, because you kept it very tidy. I mean, it was very well done before. Just put that text in the report, and if IP wants something more, we shall provide that after. Dennis, you want something more to say?
No, thank you.
Thank you. So the production of the variant tables, I can help, and my colleagues also could help. So I hope we can finish it in 3, 4, 5 days before to submit it to IT. Okay. Any more suggestions about this topic? No. So we can proceed with. I put all my comments, all the things I was doing with the repertoire in this piece of in this document, just to keep track what was done with the document in the case that someone other has to use it. So let's go on variant finalization now. We were somewhere with Latin Cyrillic cross scripts. Kitinan, could you put the document on the screen?
Okay.
Thank you.
Dennis, sorry, could you provide a link? My email just got frozen. Sorry. Okay,
right there.
Thank you. Okay, hope you all can see my screen now.
Yeah, we see it.
So this is Dennis. The one that is left to review is Latin a small letter, yeah, 0079.
0079.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we stopped here last time.
Yep.
Okay. We were a little bit tired, and we have on one side all tools, on the other side one tree. What we have done in the similar situation before, I forgot.
This is Bill. What we did in similar situations was say if for any one font we agree that it's a variant, then it's a variant, regardless of what we think of the other fonts. And so in this case, actually in two of the three fonts, we have agreement that it's a variant. So that would seem to make that straightforward. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Any other opinion?
So, Jana, this case was put in a larger group where the comparison, if you can see above, it's one lowercase compared to what appears to be its uppercase counterpart.
Dennis, while it may look like the uppercase Y, it's the opinion of the people looking at it that it also is sufficiently similar to the lowercase Y. Just because it's also even more similar to the uppercase Y would seem to be irrelevant.
Michael wants to say something. Michael, please.
Thank you. I also wanted to point out what Bill just said, that the 0079 may bear resemblance to the uppercase form of the same code point, with the Cyrillic code point, that is. But I think the Cyrillic code point, certainly, for example, in the third set of glyphs we compared, clearly has resemblance to the lowercase form. So I don't think this is a clear-cut case where we are comparing lowercase to uppercase form. Here we're seeing that lowercase and uppercase cannot be distinguished in some time, in some cases. Thank you.
So I don't know why are you mentioning uppercase. We have two small letters here, and we are not discussing uppercase at all. I'm a little bit confused. And we have agreement that, I mean, most the both sides has agreed that those two letters are almost same. And I don't see why we should not include it as a variant and see. Yeah. Yes,
I,
please, Dennis.
Peter, could you scroll up to show the previous case, Latin small letter T? For example, in this one, in this case, Mirjana, it was suggested that the Latin small letter T was a, for Bill, nearly identical to Cyrillic small letter T. And
we excluded it.
Correct. Same as the upper uppercase, I mean the case of the H as well. It's the same case, so it's in the same category. That's why it was put here, and we are talking about uppercases. But that was the reason.
But in this specific case, we are discussing two lowercase letters. And they look similar to me, and I don't see why we are putting anything about uppercase in the discussion. You see,
no. Those so, Mirjana, all comparisons are lowercase to lowercase. It just happens that the Cyrillic letters look like uppercase, Latin uppercase.
But it will be lowercase anyway. Whenever someone make a label, he couldn't use uppercase. He will use a lowercase. The lowercase has a smaller, are smaller in sizes, and those two are very similar. And I don't see the reason why this, in this specific situation, those two are not, should not be treated as almost homoglyphs or whatever is the term we are using. Just because the second one resembles to uppercase letter Y. I don't know. What the other people think? Michael, please.
Thank you. I was just trying to point out that Mirjana's perception, I think, is a case in point. She doesn't intuitively consider the right-hand side an equivalent to an uppercase form. She considers it equivalent to a lowercase form. So this is based on a misunderstanding that this case parallel to the other cases where people have identified Cyrillic forms as being similar enough to uppercase forms of Latin script code points. This is not the case here. Here, a Cyrillic code point is sufficiently similar to a lowercase code point in Latin script. That's at least my perception, and from what I understand from Mirjana's from Mirjana's comment just now, it's also her perception. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please. You are the second in general.
That is exactly my perception as well. the uppercase Y is irrelevant to this particular case. Thank you.
Okay. We have Michael here. And that's all. Michael has no opinion. Michael, what do you think about it?
Michael, not Michael, right?
I agree
that especially the third case, that the Cyrillic letter looks quite similar to the Latin small letter Y. For the top two cases, I wouldn't agree, but for the third one, it looks similar to me.
Okay, Dennis, majority has agreed, at least this majority here has agreed that this should be included as the variant, and if we have some opposite, some reasonable explanations from other people, not that one that it resembles as uppercase Y, we could change our opinion. My main goal is to send something about variants to integration panel, because the main mess they made with this variant, and I'm in the Latin generation panel for the third year now, and I have still confusion in my head what variants are and what they are not. So let's put everything in it, what we think could be the variant, and we should see their reaction. Do we have anything else about Cyrillic?
No, that's it.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Michael, you want to say something? Sorry. Michael.
Yes, thank you. I have a question about the remaining Cyrillic code points. There are several cases where sequences of code points bear resemblance to a single code point in Cyrillic. From what I understand, these were judged as excluded from variant set. Could someone explain to me why these are excluded? Thank you.
Dennis, sorry, but the ratio of this... please, Dennis.
Sure. So at least I can think in two reasons. One is the construction of a stream, basically, right? It's one thing, you put it in a sequence, two characters or three characters that is resembles or is visually similar to a single code point. So basically you are comparing a string to a code point. Basically a label. In order to do that, or to pass this type of variant set, we would need to include the sequence as a code point in the repertoire. So that's one item. The other reason to exclude it is that the visual inspection I'm just speaking one example, I don't know if you can find another one, but the one I'm looking at is the combination of Latin small letter I and Latin small letter O. It was determined different or simply non-existent in the first pass, right? And I'm looking at this one, right? Make of the, you determine it as a different. So I don't know if you are referring to a specific case or in general.
So I think, and I'm speaking about both. I think first we got to settle the principle when it comes to sequences versus individual code points. And secondly, I was referring to specific case. The case you referenced just now of the sequence of Latin small letters I and O, I would agree that from a visual point of view, there is not enough resemblance to consider them a variant pair. However, there is a different case in the Cyrillic analysis we have here, whereas there's a sequence of a letter B and a small letter L which is similar to a single code point in Cyrillic. And I think in that case, we can see also a significant discrepancy between the two reviewers' analysis. So I think here, if we would call for wider analysis by more people than just two, this discrepancy could also be resolved. And when it comes to the argument you just presented that the string that we would have to put to create a variant table between a string of two characters and a single character, my question is, why is that not possible? Because if I remember correctly, this is precisely what we did also in the case of Arabic language generation rules. Thank you.
Bill is the next.
Yeah, I don't understand the argument that we would have to include the digraph in our repertoire. As long as both letters are in the repertoire, I don't see any need for including more. As for the argument about, well, it's two characters instead of one character, my reaction would be, so what? We're not talking about someone would make a mistake typing it. Of course they wouldn't, because they would be typing Latin versus Cyrillic. What we're talking about is somebody looking at it. And if you look at it, the similarity is obvious. And you can see a difference with the Courier New font, because those are all equal width. But in Times New Roman or in Arial, I'm sorry, they're just not distinguishable. Thank you.
Michael, do you still want to say something, or it is a forgotten hand?
Sorry, I forgot.
Sorry. Now, Michael, please.
Yeah. I agree. As I said, I don't see a general problem by making one letter a variant of two letters, even though the combination of the two letters is not such a character in the repertoire. But in this particular case, I don't think they look close enough.
Thank you, Michael. My opinion is also that first we gave our marks, and they are 4 and 5 or something like this. Let me see. 5 and 4. So why were discussing this? Should we?
Sorry, Mariana, I think you're referring to a different pair.
Which one? Latin small letter I with Latin small letter O against Cyrillic small letter U. Which one is discussed?
No, it's up in the document. It's Latin small letter B plus Latin small letter L.
Oh, upper in the document. Let me see. I Latin small letter B with L. Oh, you mean
right.
Latin small letter B plus Latin small letter L with Latin small Cyrillic U.
Correct.
I'm sorry. I cannot judge about it because for me they are completely different. I don't know. They are not even in the size the same. They, on the other hand, I don't think that we can. We should check this with the integration panel. How could one, let's say, completely new combination of letters, B and L,
could be substituted with one letter. I mean, two code points with one code point. Something doesn't fit quite good in my head, but maybe I'm wrong. Sorry. And also because I'm looking the both letters, the both scripts, I know I cannot judge about it. For me, they are completely different, but and explicit and very, very different. And not, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. Michael, please.
I just wanted to repeat my earlier statement that I think we have similar cases in the Arabic script LGR.
In which
Arabic.
Script?
Arabic.
In Arabic. And you had changed one letter for two letters, and you had this case that two letters could be substituted with one letter. For the test, we can put it.
Yes,
yeah.
I don't see any technical problem in having a...
Okay, I don't know. I'm just asking.
...with a single code point. And I think there are precedence cases in the case of Arabic LGR. I don't remember the specific cases off the top of my head, but I'm certain...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My only concern was, could we make a variant two letters against one letter? Something which doesn't fit properly in my engineering head, but it doesn't matter. That's another way of thinking. So, Michael, please.
In this particular case, I think they should be variants if and only if the relation of Latin small letter B and Cyrillic small letter soft sign, the O44C, the B without the L. If they were deemed variants, then those two should also be variants. If not, then those shouldn't.
Thank you, Michael. Bill?
Two things. One, to answer that specific point, we did determine that they were, in fact, variants if we look up above. Mariana, with respect to the fact that you can, that they look very different to you, well, let me just say that you are extremely special in that you know both a language that is written in a Cyrillic script and a language that is written in a Latin script, and that is in the... larger internet using community, very, very unusual. Thank you.
Okay. Could we leave, we have two solutions with this code point, with this combination. Either to include it in the variant list, we have Cyrillic versus Latin variant, in the first report and see the reaction of integration panel, or we can leave this specific case for the discussion during our Brussels meetings when all the people will be there and finally find some conclusion then. So, or we can vote now because there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people here. Michael has Dennis was first, and then Michael was second. Dennis, please.
Now, I think we would benefit if we submit this case to IT and then get feedback so that we can finalize.
Yeah, it will be the easier way, which I can agree because we cannot. It is not necessary to vote now, and we shall see the reaction. Who was the next? Sorry, no. Michael, sorry. Please.
Yes. I want to say two things. First, in response to what Michael said just earlier, so from what I understand, you are saying that if 0062 and 004C are the variant set, and we declare the sequence of those two code points into a variant set with the right-hand side Cyrillic code point that is 044B, then by consequence, because of transitivity, they must also be in a code point. I just wanted to point out that we had similar cases also in a Rebic script where we had, I think, I don't remember off the top of my head, 3, 4, or even 5 elements which were in a variant table in one case. So that shouldn't be a problem. And I do think we should discuss, I do think we should raise the point with integration panel to get explicit feedback on whether or not sequences of code points can be in a variant relationship with single code points, which from my and Michael's understanding is not a problem. But we should also maybe like take a vote now on whether or not these two code points maybe this variant set may be a valid one or not. So I don't see a reason not to ask around and see what the majority vote is on this. Thank you.
Okay. Let's say that we now have the agreement to include this specific combination in Latin in our variant table, and the results we shall see in the future. Have I understood well that we agreed about it?
No objection. So please, Dennis,
sorry, I did not understand the question.
I was asking that we have, do we have the agreement to include Latin small letter B plus Latin small letter L as a variant on Cyrillic small letter Yero? Because I understood that we agreed on it, on this. Yeah. Okay. We are almost at the end of the of this meeting. I mean, we have 7 more minutes. So, Dennis, do you think that we should start the next table, or we should leave it for the next meeting?
No, I think we can leave it for the next meeting.
Yeah, I think it is better now, because at least we have made some agreement about this table, which has a lot of code points in it. Okay, so that was all what I was planning to do for today. Please try to be next Thursday again on the meeting, because we should finish at least those cross-case variants for Latin and Armenian, and that we can prepare the report for the to be sent to the IP on the 10th of September. Then I will give a longer pause, or we shall discuss when will be the next meeting, but we shall have our regular meeting every second week. Michael, your hand is up, please.
Yeah, just I'm very sorry, but I won't be able to join next week's meeting, because
yeah.
I will be on.
Yeah, you have some obligations. This is our regular time, and the next week is irregular time. Thank you, Michael, for this. Yeah, okay, I understand it. People have other obligations, not only Latin GP. Okay, so that's all for today. Thank you, everyone, for joining this meeting today. We have a very intensive work for the next, let's say, 10 days, but after that we shall have some kind of the pressure will be lower. Thank you, and see you next week. Bye, and have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.